of America airwaves on Monday to deliver a full-throated defense of the Trump administration's presentation of its foreign policy and its support for democracy abroad. He also denounced protests by some VOA staffers who complained that live coverage of his speech would violate VOA's mandate to present unbiased news to foreign audiences.
Indeed, it's against your statutory mandate here at VOA. Censorship, wokeness, political correctness, it all points in one direction, authoritarianism cloaked as moral righteousness.
And then we learned today that Voice of America reporter Patsy Wiedekoswara has been reassigned and taken off the White House beat after she tried to do her job and ask questions of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at that very event which was held at VOA headquarters, according to journalists at the organization. Wiedekoswara, who has covered the White House for VOA since 2018, shouted questions at Pompeo after he gave a speech and sat for a question and answer session carried out by VOA Director Robert Riley. Sources close to the situation said that outrage was expressed by fellow VOA journalists regarding Ms. Wiedekoswara's reassignment at a meeting this morning. Word is, 1 week from tomorrow, Inauguration Day for incoming President Joe Biden will feature the presence of over 10,000 National Guardsmen, with an additional 15,000 standing by if needed. The new security presence is the obvious repercussion of the violence that took place last week when the United States Capitol building was stormed by insurrectionists. President Trump is taking no responsibility for his role in fomenting that insurrection. This is VOA News. As we just mentioned, President Trump taking no responsibility for his role in fomenting a violent insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last week, and the blame